Well, Metropolitan Melbourne and one extra shire, the Shire Council of Mitchell, to the north of the city, will return to lockdown at midnight tomorrow after the state recorded its biggest one-day jump in coronavirus case numbers since the pandemic began. The state's Premier Daniel Andrews says the lockdown will remain in place for the next 6 weeks. So it means that people in those areas are back to where it all began. Cafes and restaurants will return to takeaway only, no visitors in private homes, and most school children to stay home next week. Rachel Mealy has been following the developments today and joins me. Rachel, why has it come to this and who does this extended lockdown apply to?
Well, Linda, essentially, Daniel Andrews says that when today's case numbers rolled in, he had no other choice but to impose these fresh round of lockdowns. He met with the Crisis Committee of the Victorian Cabinet this morning and they've decided to put new restrictions in place for the next 6 weeks. Victoria Health today confirmed 191 new cases of coronavirus since yesterday. That latest tally brings the number of active cases in the state to 772, with more than 400 of those contracted through community transmission. So now they've taken the step of listing 31 local government areas that are considered to be in the Greater Melbourne area and will go under these new lockdown measures. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's critical to put this lockdown into place right now.
Every Victorian needs to understand this is not over. It is not something you can pretend and wish away. It is here. And it is going to be with us for a very long time. Without a vaccine, without a cure, without better treatments, if we didn't take these steps today, I will not be standing at this podium saying there's 191 cases. I'll be reporting hundreds and thousands more than that, and then it will get right away from us, and we will have thousands of people in hospital, and we all know what that means. That means tragedy.
Very sobering words from the Premier there today, Rachel. What about schools and school children?
Now, Linda, schools across regional Victoria that don't come into the newly enforced lockdown won't be affected. But schools in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire won't return as planned on Monday after the school holidays. Year 10 students who study VCE subjects and Year 12 and 11 students will go back, but other students have been given an extra 5 days of school holidays so that teachers can prepare for a possible return to home learning. Now, Daniel Andrews says a final decision hasn't been made about this yet. He wants to look at the data in the next few days and make a determination then about schools reopening.
There is a week's extension of the school holidays to give us some more time to plan, some more time to get more data and to see exactly the most contemporary picture of the challenge that we face.
Dan Andrews there again. Rachel, what do we know about how this virus is spreading?
Well, more than a dozen of the newly diagnosed cases are from the North Melbourne and Flemington public housing towers, with the total there now at 69. But what has forced this decision on the lockdown is the spread of the virus outside of those previously referred to hot zones. New cases have popped up in council areas such as Port Phillip and Yarra, which have previously had low numbers. And the council area of Hume has seen the biggest jump with 21 new cases there. But it is those nine towers that remain in the state of hard lockdown, and they are the focus of testing at the moment. Daniel Andrews says he understands the hardships that are being felt in those towers, and he's even hinted that any positive cases within those towers might be subject to some new protocols.
Now, those who test positive, like any person who tests positive across the state, regardless of their postcode, regardless of their landlord, and their close contacts, they would, of course, need to be treated differently. And we may have to put some specialised and targeted supports and measures in to look after those people who test positive. This is not going to last a moment longer than it needs to.
Dan Andrews there. Just finally, Rachel, there'll also be some more ADF personnel brought in to help with this lockdown.
Yeah, that's right, Linda. As you can imagine, drawing a ring around a major city like Melbourne is going to be quite an operation. The Premier said he'd spoken to the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, this afternoon, and he's requested an extra 260 Defence Force personnel to help Victoria Police put those roadblocks into place.
Okay, thanks very much. Rachel Mealy, our reporter there.